Good morning and welcome to Carolina Focus. My name's Crowley, and normally I do afternoons on 99.7 The Fox, but this morning they've allowed me to guest host, and we're going to talk with Dr. Matthew Carraro, a neurologist and MS specialist with Piedmont Healthcare, about Walk MS Charlotte. It's coming up on Saturday, April 13th. It's happening at Brixham Park this year. It's just south of 485. We'd love for you to join us if you can. But joining me this morning is Dr. Carraro, and thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Dr. Carraro, let's talk first about what MS is and what it does, kind of from a simple point of view, because, I mean, I'm sure if they hadn't before, a lot of people have heard about it, multiple sclerosis now, because Selma Blair and Christina Applegate have been a couple of really high-profile people to start speaking out about their struggles. But how would you explain it to somebody in a nutshell?
So the basics are that it is a dysfunction of the immune system. The immune system is our body's defense mechanism or defense system against things like viruses and bacteria. But in MS, it's an autoimmune condition. So the immune system gets confused and turns against the body. In the case of multiple sclerosis, this is the brain and spinal cord that get attacked by our own immune system. It is very different in every single patient. So it's almost like snowflakes. And that's why it's very important to educate yourself about multiple sclerosis. But if you or someone you love is living with MS, it is very important to understand your case is unique and it needs to be treated as such. So it's very challenging when you read online, when you see those high profile stories that you were discussing, that your case is going to be its own thing. And that's what we're trying to solve in the clinical space.
And there are multiple is probably the right word, but there are different kinds of MS as well, right? There are primary progressive, and then you've got relapsing, remitting. And like you said, everything is very different. Even the symptoms are very different for every person. So can you talk just a little bit about some of the misconceptions about multiple sclerosis?
I mean, the first thing is that it is going to disable you no matter what, and that is not true. We have come a tremendously long way, in a large part due to all the research that has been conducted to find new drugs and new discoveries for multiple sclerosis. The National MS Society is a humongous component of that. So everybody participating, thank you, because your dollars go towards research and helping to find a cure and helping give people a better quality of life. But in addition to the treatments, it's also about wellness and how somebody takes care of themselves and manages their own life to help promote their body's function in a more healthy and robust way. But we do talk about different types of MS, relapsing, secondary progressive, primary progressive, and we are trying to get away from those definitions because even those can put people in a little bit of a box and I think limit an understanding of what's happening with somebody's MS. We like to think about, is there inflammation, is there degeneration, and what combination is going on for an individual at different points in time because it changes over time.
Now, that's really interesting that you say that one of the misconceptions is that it's going to disable you at some point, no matter what. For those that don't know me, I have MS myself. I live with MS. And it hasn't stopped me from doing really anything at this point. And Dr. Carraro, what you said about trying to get away from the definitions of different types of MS and putting labels on them because it, you know, puts people in boxes, so to speak, that's something to this point I haven't heard. And I deal with a lot of doctors all the time with this. So I find that really interesting.
Yeah. It is a newer concept. And of course, this is something that's just how we discuss MS forever. And so it will take a while to change. But there, you know, you're starting to see articles being published addressing this. And it's not that those titles or labels are wrong, but I think they're limiting and they aren't getting to the crux of the issue, the inflammation versus the degeneration. And I love that you are vocal about living with MS for yourself, because it's important for people to see, I didn't realize that. But yes, every case is unique. Every symptom, it can be from bowel and bladder to numbness and tingling, cognitive dysfunction, fatigue, pain. But everybody has their own mix of symptoms. Everybody has their own retained abilities and then other abilities that might be a little bit impaired. But it's just important to really dig in with your provider and your support system and fight this.
And most people with me might think that it's cognitive. No, I'm just this stupid overall, so it has nothing to do with the MS. That's just me.
We're talking to Dr. Matthew Carraro. He's a neurologist, MS specialist with Piedmont Healthcare, and we're talking about Walk MS Charlotte. It's coming up Saturday, April 13th, and if you'd like to join us, we would love to have you there. It's happening at Brixham Park this year, just south of 485. And the reason we're talking about MS, or multiple sclerosis, this morning and Walk MS Charlotte is, well, there are a lot of reasons, actually, but, I mean, it's much more prevalent than in the past for numerous reasons. But also, there's a lot of misinformation. There are a lot of misconceptions about the disease. But
also, because this is one of the largest, I think it's what, the ninth largest nonprofit in the country at this point, just raising huge amounts of money for MS research. I lied. It's eighth. I knew it was up there somewhere. But it's one of these events that you can help even if you have no connection to it. But most people who are doing this have a connection to it in some form or fashion. Dr. Carraro, let me ask you real quick about this, because how prevalent is MS at this point? And are there any risk factors that go into just your daily life that people can prevent?
Yes. So we used to quote MS was about one in every 400 or 450,000 in the United States. And now we've upped that number to one in a million. There's a million people living with MS in the United States. And so far more prevalent than we thought previously. Part of that might have to do with diagnostics. Part of it might have to do with an increase in autoimmunity overall. But we do talk a lot about wellness. So low levels of vitamin D, exposure to smoke. So if you smoke, but if there's just smoke in your house growing up, childhood obesity, lots of different factors can predispose somebody to multiple sclerosis.
I knew it was my parents' fault. I knew it.
Get them on the phone. Let's have a chat. And so part of that is trying to tackle this early. A lot of patients who are diagnosed, you know, on average, it's going to be about the age of 30, 32 for relapsing forms of multiple sclerosis, or what we call relapsing forms of MS. And so a common question is, well, what about my kids? Typically, this is not something that is passed directly to children. The risk overall is about one, two, three, sorry, let me rephrase it. The chance of your child having MS, if you have it, is on the order of 1 to 3 in 100. So in other words, they have a 97% to 99% chance of not getting multiple sclerosis. Sometimes we see it run in families, but most typically that is not the case.
Right. Like I got it out of nowhere. Nobody in my family has ever had anything like it. So I've been told that it's not passed down. It's genetic, not hereditary.
Correct. So there's a genetic susceptibility, but just like some people might have heard about Epstein-Barr virus coming out last year in a study published based on military and service members who had been diagnosed with MS, and the extreme prevalence of Epstein-Barr virus, which causes mono or mononucleosis. And while most of us have been exposed to that at some point in time, it seems like more or less everybody with MS has that exposure in their past. So that might be an ingredient to developing MS. So similarly, sometimes you may have a gene that could help predispose you to MS, but it will not directly give you the condition.
The voice you're hearing is that of Dr. Matthew Carraro. He is a neurologist and MS specialist with Piedmont Healthcare. We're talking about Walk MS Charlotte. It's coming up on Saturday, April 13th. Brixham Park this year. It's just south of 485. Now, Dr. Carraro, let me ask you a question.
How did you get involved with MS? How did you decide, all right, I'm going to specialize in this? And before you answer, I know that you graduated from The Ohio State University, and I just happen to think that Ohio in general is the seventh ring of hell, so I won't hold that against you.
Yes, I'm glad you got the V in there. I did. I trained med school and residency at The Ohio State University, did fellowship at Ohio Health, Riverside Methodist Hospital, which is just basically around the corner from The Ohio State University. And I had a really good set of mentors and some very interesting patients. And I think that just from the beginning, I have connected extremely well to patients living with MS. And it's been easy to form a bond. It's been easy to form a plan, a treatment strategy, and really figure out how to dig in and fight this together. It's always felt like a natural fit. So I don't have the story of someone I'm close to had MS when I was growing up or anything like that. It's just always resonated with me. And I think that the mentors that I had also helped to really show me, how do you do this the right way? And that seems to have made a huge difference.
Well, and as an MS patient, I can say thank you. And I really appreciate you doing this because, you know, as you mentioned earlier, it's becoming more and more prevalent now, whether that's because of diagnostics or because of other things you haven't figured out yet. But that's how everyone can help, especially with Walk MS Charlotte, because these funds raised for Walk MS help drive the research and life-changing breakthroughs that can help pretty much everybody. And like you said, you know, whether it's finding that, hey, if you've been exposed to Epstein-Barr, that's something new that's coming out, and all due to the research that's taking place. So thank you for, you know, joining me this afternoon. Thank you for all the information, and thank you for helping with the MS Walk and just MS in general.
It is a pleasure. I really appreciate the opportunity. And like you said, you listeners, everybody out there, you can donate online. You can participate online. You can come out and enjoy the beautiful weather and company. People are in great moods. It's almost a celebration of being in this together. And it's really a beautiful thing to see.
And it really is. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of camaraderie. So we would love to see you there. And as I keep saying on the air and off, if you want more information about it, you can either hit me up, or we've got it on our website, too, at 997thefox.com. So, Dr. Carraro, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it. Have a great day, and thanks for joining me.
You do the same. Thank you.
And again, before I leave, I'd like to extend the invitation for you to come join us at the Walk MS Charlotte event. It's about a community and building a bigger MS community. Everyone at Walk MS plays a powerful role. Now, whether you live with MS like me, or care about someone who does, you never know the power your support has until you experience it firsthand. Just a really quick story before I go. I've got a friend who I play racquetball with at the Dowd who has a family member that was just diagnosed with MS in the past couple of months. And, you know, he comes in one day, we're getting ready to play. I can see he's got something weighing on him. So I ask how he is, what's going on. He tells me about the diagnosis and he doesn't know what to do. He's freaking out. And now look, I'm not shy about talking about my MS, but I don't exactly advertise it, so to speak. So I told him, look, MS research and medications have come a long way. I mean, to the point where they're even talking about a cure, not just managing the symptoms. And this is not the end of the story for his family member. It's just a bump in the road. Now, he was a little incredulous at first, and he says, well, how would you know? And I told him, because I have MS. I was diagnosed in 2017, and the look on his face really said it all before the words came out of his mouth. I never knew you had MS, but you seem really healthy. And look, I told him, that's the point. I am healthy. MS doesn't define me or who I am. It's just something that I manage. And with the right care, I'm sure his family member can too. And what I'm saying to you is, support means the world. So if you're willing and able, we need you there. The Walk has accessible routes that are stroller and mobility device friendly, and I can tell you from experience, there's nothing like being surrounded by people sporting their best orange gear to support the MS community and each other. We'd love to see you there. And if you do go, please come by and introduce yourself. I would love the opportunity to meet you. My name is Crowley, and again, thank you for being part of Carolina Focus this morning.